In an era of Pella Christian football where offense is king.
Empty backfield jungling, throws, far sideline, sprung, caught, inside the 10, makes a move, and he will walk it in! 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian, Bennett Sprung, a great play in the open field.
2020 may belong to the defense, especially early in the season as a young Eagles offense tries to gain their footing.
Gets a pitch out that way, and Luke Mulder gets him down all the way back to the 25-yard line. Mulder sniffed that play out from the get-go and shot up and got the running back.
And that potential success at stopping teams has to start with the defensive line and an All-Stater 1 year ago.
Under pressure, and he'll go down. Contact, I guess you can call it. Mulder, Luke Mulder, pushed the offensive lineman into the quarterback for the sack. Mulder, his second sack of the game.
Four receiver set for Berkey. He'll hand it off to Goomer off up the middle. He'll have nowhere to go. Great form tackle. Oh, it was a fumble, and it's off to the races to the 20. 10, 5, that's Luke Mulder. How did he come up with that?
Well, the ball got popped into the air, and it fell right into Luke's hands. And Luke had to make one man miss, and he was in for the touchdown.
Luke Mulder was in the top 10 of tackles for loss last season and a second-team All-State selection. And this season may be primed to break out as one of the most disruptive defensive players in the state of Iowa.
High snap. It's blocked. Blocked by Mulder. He'll scoop it up, and he will score. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. Luke Mulder, the punt block, and 6 points.
And unlike 2019, this year, Mulder is the veteran in the front seven.
I'm hoping to bring some experience to the D-line. We graduated our other two D-linemen, so I'm really just hoping to bring experience, like someone to ask questions, because we'll have younger people playing other spots in the defense and all. So really just knowing the whole defense, not just my position, but knowing every spot so they can ask me questions, you know, get advice from me.
And while Mulder says last year's run to the playoffs was exciting, he's hopeful to get off to a better start this season.
You just can't give up. You can never get down on yourself. Always just got to keep pushing till it starts getting better. And listen to your coaches. They always had our best interest in mind, and they knew we would be winning games. They just told us don't give up.
Jungling rolls to his right. Willis, the lead blocker. Dan cuts it upfield. Inside the 5. He'll walk it in. It's your district championship dagger as Dan Jungling ices this one.
It felt really good. You know, going 0-4 was not fun, so I knew to make playoffs we had to win our district. So really winning that district championship just felt amazing.
Until the 2020 track and field season was canceled, Mulder figured to be a four-sport athlete in his junior season. And while he missed the opportunity to compete on the oval, he spent his offseason working hard to become even more explosive and disruptive in the backfield of opponents.
I think actually being the guy helps when you play other sports. You know, it gets you in that competitive spirit, helps you in tough situations. So playing other sports just really helps keep you prepared for pressure.
And while there's no doubt that Mulder is a team-first guy, he has some personal goals and high expectations for himself to push the Eagles back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls.
Try not to look for personal goals too much. Try to be a team player as much as possible. But I would like to get first-team All-State as a personal goal. Maybe break the sack record.
For this profile on Pella Christian senior defensive end Luke Mulder, I'm Andrew Schneider for KNIA Cable S Sports.